what I'm going to be talking to you about is, and to set the scene, let me just say that I was a good kid. I was the firstborn female. If you know anything about family dynamics, it won't be surprising to know that I felt very responsible, and I always wanted to be in good stead with my parents and with God. That said, I have always sort of leaned a little left of center. Even when I was would have called myself, and I still do actually, a born-again Christian and was a member of the evangelical church in my college age years, you know, I was the one who was making a big beef about the fact that they planned a six-week study on circumcision. I was like, why do we need, well, what is, no, I'm sorry, I'm not having this, you know. So I was the one who was, you know, beginning to use feminine imagery for God and that kind of thing, which didn't go over very well with some of the men. The real deal for me, as far as possibly not being held in favor among my family and my friends and God, was when we were pregnant with our Tyler James in 1994. I was pregnant in 1994. I was 41, went in for the suggested amniocentesis. And let me back up just a little to say that we had our fourth child when I was 34. And at that time, it was suggested that I have an amniocentesis. And at that time, I also considered myself to be the only pro-life feminist on the planet. That was the one thing I couldn't get my head around. I couldn't wrap my mind around. I thought I knew too much about what was happening inside with the fetus, and that I just couldn't give myself over to the idea that anyone would have the right to terminate that pregnancy. And yet I had to face my own hypocrisy when I was going in for the amnio, because the big question I had to ask myself was, well, why am I doing this then? What am I going to do with this information? Why do I really care? And I knew that if I were to find out that this baby had a serious fetal anomaly, that I could not continue with the pregnancy. And then, you know, the hypocrisy was right in front of my face. Well, who am I to decide that my reason is better than some other woman's reason? And so it was at that point that I had to decide, am I pro-choice or am I pro-life? I can't just ride the middle either. That's not me, and I don't even think that's right. So I was pro-life from that point on. Skip forward to 1994, and I think you may be already reading the signals. We got the sad results. Excuse me a minute. Of our amniocentesis, and Tyler James was Down syndrome, and I put myself on automatic pilot because I had already decided, and my husband had already decided, for Tyler James, for ourselves and for our children, that we were not going to continue this pregnancy. Nonetheless, I had two options open to me, because you don't get the results of your amniocentesis until you're in your second trimester. So I could either have a traditional abortion, you know, which is very invasive, or I could labor and deliver. Well, true to form, I swear, you know, Catholics have no corner on guilt. You know, growing up in the Presbyterian Church, I had my share of guilt. So, you know, I felt that because I was doing this really horrible thing, that, by the way, I still believed in, so there's a conundrum, I would labor and deliver. And I did not know what I was getting in for. Your uterus does not have a brain. It has a job to do, and that's to hold on to that baby. So I could not have known that laboring and delivering at 15 weeks would be so much more painful than any labor and delivery with the other four children, all of whom I had natural. In any event, the love and support from our church family, from friends and our family, and from all the people that I have shared this story with over the years. And let us just say, really, the bottom line is the love that I felt from God and continue to feel as I struggle through this. And it's been 18 years. It was 18 years, August 25th. In the wee hours of the morning, I gave birth to Tyler James. I held him in my hands. He was perfect. I mean, I should say in my hand. He fit in my right hand. He had everything, you know, and it was sort of like a, if you could envision this, you know, when you get a little abrasion and you see that red, very vulnerable or underlying layer of skin underneath, this is what he had. And you could see his heartbeat like E.T., sort of, not to diminish, you know, the significance of a life as opposed to a fictional character, but you could see his heart, you could see his organs, he looked perfect, he had his little pina munda, he had his ears, he had, you know, but he was still in process, and he was not well. So we actually called Farley Maxwell in the wee hours of the morning, and he came over to Emmanuel. And despite the fact that it's not part of my husband's faith tradition to have infant baptism, we were clutching at straws to find some way of honoring this experience. And Farley baptized Tyler James on that sad morning. And as many tears as I've shed, I could fill a river. But I felt just that much love from God ever since. And I know I always will. Thank you.